She's a salesperson at heart. So she'll sell me on the idea of something before she gets to the particulars of it. Oh, it's got this. It does this. The benefits are this. And then she'll say, but it's in Ohio.
It was either in 120 days you don't have a job, or you take this job in Ohio. And literally, I graduated in July, came up here to find a place, and was up here within a month. It was very quick.
It was either Dayton or Boston. Had been to Boston. It's really cold there. The cost of living is different.
It is high.
I would love the history of it, but I wasn't really feeling Boston too much.
I work on Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in the Fighter and Bombers Directorate. I'm 100% happy with my decision coming to Wright-Pat. We are the major command. Everything's directed to Wright-Pat. In our NEO training, the new orientation employee training, they give you the whole history of how Wright-Pat was formed, the effects of it. And it was amazing just to see what all the Wright brothers have done for Dayton. Everybody's like, don't go to Dayton. Don't. And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? Like, that's where the history is. We love the homes. We're going downtown Dayton. And everybody that hears that, especially being a new intern, young and not from here, they always want to go to Beaver Creek, Kettering, Fairborn, Heber Heights. We wanted an older home. We did. We got it.
Yeah. We had at least about, what, 6 or 7 couples and people who lived here come by. They brought gifts.
We feel like it's Leave It to Beaver. Like, right. We are in, you know, back in the 50s, and exactly. People are just so welcoming.
And that's why I love South Park. So people can say what they want to about it, but I like it here. I like mm-hmm. it a lot. I hadn't had that in a long time. You know, that feeling of a real community. There's a lot of cultural stuff here. There's a large amount, a lot more than I expected. We came from Montgomery, Alabama, and they're about comparable as far as city sizes, but there's so much more to do here. They actually have Broadway plays. They get here later, of course, but they actually come here.
And then the different festivals. They have, you know, the Lebanese festival. They have the Jamaican festival. They had the October. It's just so many. You see so many different walks of life down here, and it's like, sort of like a melting pot of different people and different backgrounds. People outside of Dayton, they don't know. We always talk, you know, oh, we, you know, have this. And they're like, where's that at? It's downtown Dayton. It's not as bad as what people have made it, I think, you know, perceived it to be. Our friends came to visit when we first moved here. They're from Alabama. And they described it as a cloud of darkness when they came to Ohio. It was horrible. It rained the whole time they were here, though, too. But I had to explain to them, this part of the country got hit really hard, especially when the car industry fell apart here. People were leaving. I still hear people, they're like, yeah, we're trying to get out of Ohio. It's like they've given up hope.
See, I'm originally from Detroit, so I know what it's about. For one, just hearing the stories, it seemed like it's going in the right direction. And it doesn't seem as bad as, you know, Detroit is. So it's like, well, if it came from that to where it is now, then maybe there is some hope and it is coming up more. I like Dayton. I really enjoy Dayton. I didn't think that I would. I had only been through here. I had never spent any time here. And it is a nice city. And there are people who reinvest in the community and they want it to grow and become better. So mm-hmm. I think that gives me some hope about Dayton, but also about my hometown too. Because it's like, well, they did it, so maybe we can too. It's going to take some innovative ideas and people who think outside the box and not give up on it, because it can make a turnaround. I think you start with the young people here, maybe even the people at the colleges and some of the people who come for military reasons, exciting those passions about this place, because it is on the rise. It is coming up. And I like it now. I heard it's come a long way. And it's got some improving to do, but I'm excited about helping it. And that's because I think some of the people I've come in contact with and seen their passion has kind of rubbed off a little bit.